Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we listen to music nominated for Country Music Awards. Answer a listener question about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And report about efforts to protect a huge, rare desert plant in the Southwest. A saguaro is a giant cactus found only in the Sonoran Desert of the southwestern United States and Mexico. A saguaro can live about 200 years and grow to a height of 15 meters. More than 1 million of these cacti are in Saguaro National Park near Tucson, Arizona. Chief Ranger Bob Love says the purpose of the park is to protect these rare plants. Faith Lapidus has more.
It is illegal to remove any plants from a national park in the United States. Arizona law bans removing saguaros from any public or private land without government permission. Rangers at Saguaro National Park say many people in the Southwest want a saguaro in their yard, and they are willing to pay more than $1,000 for one. So people have been stealing these plants to sell to homeowners. The thieves usually take young plants that are only about 1 or 2 meters tall and can fit into a truck. They dig up the plant and take it away at night. Last year, 17 saguaros were taken at one time. Saguaro National Park recently decided to take action to stop this theft. It is planning to place microchips in some of its saguaros. A microchip is an extremely small electronic marker placed in a plant, animal, or object. Each chip in the park will contain the saguaro's location, elevation, height, weight, and general health. Waving a special stick near the chip permits it to show this information. Officials say the microchips could help them discover if a saguaro found outside the park has been stolen. But Chief Ranger Bob Love says the real purpose of the project is to stop anyone from stealing the plants. He also says the chips will help officials follow the health changes and learn more about the growth of each saguaro. Microchips are already protecting cacti in another national park, the Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada. Officials there began placing the chips in barrel cacti in 1999. Public Affairs Officer Andrew Munoz says the electronic chips have reduced the number of cactus thefts and have made it easier for officials to study the life changes of the cacti in the park.
Our listener question this week comes from China. Peggy Guan wants to know the difference between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The short answer is that there is not much difference between the two so-called government-sponsored enterprises. Fannie Mae is a nickname for the Federal National Mortgage Association. It was created as a federal agency in 1938. At the time, the economic depression had greatly weakened the nation's housing market. Banks were not lending much money to people so they could buy houses. Fannie Mae was designed to provide banks with federal money so they could make home loans. Home ownership slowly increased. In 1968, Congress re-established Fannie Mae as a private company owned by shareholders. 2 years later, Congress established the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, or Freddie Mac. Both companies buy home loans or mortgages from banks. Then, they either keep them as investments or resell them as securities to investors. No law requires that the federal government guarantee either company's financial activities. However, their positions as government-sponsored enterprises strongly suggest such support. They also were given permission to operate under easier rules than other financial companies. In the past several years, lawmakers, officials, and activists have pushed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to help more Americans buy homes. These include people with low or moderate incomes. Until recently, the federal government provided no financial support to Fannie and Freddie. However, in September, the United States Federal Housing Finance Agency seized control of both companies as a result of the collapse of the nation's housing market. The Treasury Department also promised to provide billions of dollars to the companies as part of a rescue plan. At the time of the collapse, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac owned or guaranteed almost half of all home loans in the United States. They held almost $5.5 trillion worth of guaranteed mortgage-backed securities and debt at the time. Fannie and Freddie's market share was falling. American officials decided the companies could no longer operate safely on their own. So, the government took control of them to protect the larger American economy. On Wednesday, country music performers, producers, and fans will gather in Nashville, Tennessee for country music's biggest night. The Country Music Association will give country music awards to some of the brightest, biggest, and newest stars in the industry. Barbara Klein plays some of the nominated music.
I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed. Turning 102 today. Asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I could say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink.
That was Don't Blink by Kenny Chesney. It is competing for Single of the Year. Chesney has the most nominations this year. His 7 nominations include Entertainer of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, and Album of the Year. Close behind him, with 6 nominations, is Jennifer Nettles, half of the singing group Sugarland. Here, the group performs Stay. It is nominated for both Song and Single of the Year.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. Now I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. And you get it and be gone and I'll be crying. To leave, but I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be, seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay?
Alison Krauss was nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year, along with four other singers. Krauss released an album with British rock and roller Robert Plant late last year called Raising Sand. The Country Music Association honored the two artists with a Musical Event of the Year nomination for one of the album's songs. We leave you with Gone, Gone, Gone.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone, 'cause I'll be gone. To me, baby, as you walk down the street, baby, we'll ask you why you're walking all alone and why you're on your own. And just say I'm gone, 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 'cause you done me wrong.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Nancy Steinbach and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaics, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
'Cause I'll be gone.